Blog Talk Radio.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
Israel, he took me out of darkness and put me in his marvelous light. And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right.
Cause I'm just a
it didn't have to grow in, but it did. He's been faithful, yeah.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart for her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and no evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and work willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of the household, and eateth not of the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest in them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruits of her hands, and let her own work speak for her in the gate.
All right, family, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, as well as your servant, Georgia Johnson. Today, family, is January the 11th, 2014, and we're getting ready to hit a special topic. The topic will be Israel, a virtuous woman. Now, many people, when they go into the virtuous woman, as we just heard the MP3 that is taken from Proverbs 31, speaking about this virtuous woman, they always, I don't know what's wrong with our people. Our people always go to the flesh. They can't operate out the spirit. Can't operate out the spirit, because if you're really reading the entire scriptures, there's no division. The Father's not telling this woman or this man separately how to act. He's telling his children, virtuous ways. And we're going to prove that today. We're going to go into Israel, a virtuous woman. Now, I know a lot of people out there are going to be like, oh, boy, now see, here she go again. Well, as we always say, we're going to take it back to Scripture and let the Father's Word speak. You see, when we went into giving the explanation of why it's so important to know and to understand who the daughter of Zion is, who is the woman in Scripture, what's really the meaning of the word church. What's all this about? If you take it to anything in the physical, oh, a church is a building. Oh, the daughters of Zion, that's that nasty Hebrew woman. You know, the woman, you see, children are oppressors and women rule over them. Talk about the men say that. You know, they're causing the people to err. You know, look, family, for you guys who have still stiffened your necks and hardened your hearts to the truth, you're going to have to come out of that. You know, you're going to have to come out of that, and we're going to get to the truth of what our Father is speaking of. He is never putting division between his children. Everybody understands Romans, where it talks about the grafting in the northern and southern kingdom. So he doesn't want division, but But if you don't understand these simple truths, that when we read this scripture and we get the clear understanding of who this virtuous woman is, it's going to give you revelation, the unveiling of what scripture has been always talking about. We've been telling everyone this. I could have went and played some of these audios that are surfacing all over the world by our own people. We expect the other nations not to get it right, but our own people. Hey, makes you wonder, why was the Most High, Yahushua, as well as the apostles speaking about certain people creeping in unawares? Yahushua called them a den of vipers. Somebody's giving you a bunch of foolishness. They're perverting the truth of the word. And then they want to tell you, look, hey, I'll give you revelations. I'll explain that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to charge for it. And those who like evil follow that. Yeah, I said it. Those who like wickedness, they follow that. We're going to read about it. Because if you don't understand that this virtuous woman being spoken of in the book of Proverbs, this is not talking about how this little Hebrew woman needs to act. It's talking about how the sons and the daughters of the Most High need to be. Because you're going to see there was one point, and still is today, where all Israel is not a virtuous woman. If we were, there would be no need for a regathering at this end point. We would have never got kicked out of our land. See, you're going to come to the truth here. If you don't want the truth, keep going to the mother sites that are not spiritually filled with the set-apart spirit leading and guiding them to truth. The same ones I keep telling everybody, y'all better start paying attention. Better start paying attention because I'm going to read it for you. The Father would say to some of these people who tell you because they have something between their legs that's not like a woman, I'm supposed to teach. The Father sent me. He sent me on this mission. Here's my vision. Ye shall know them by their fruit. You better test every spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. You can tell if they are sent by the Most High. How? Well, you're going to read it. You're going to get that understanding. See, if you be deceived in this end time, when I'm speaking as loud as I can, I'm not withholding anything from you. You aren't getting charged for a darny. Nothing. But many will support with their right hand wickedness, leaven-based food. And the pure truth, which we're taking is spiritual, they don't want. So, family, this is going to be one of them lessons that, I tell you, we will go into some revelations because I'm going to give you guys a head up what I've been trying to tell everyone a long time ago, and we're going to get into revelations with some of this. Because, see, you got to know who is that virtuous woman spoken of in the scripture. Is it talking about how a woman need to act and how a man need to find this type of woman? No. Uh-uh. I mean, it'd be wonderful if they did, but that's not what the Most High put that in there for. Israel, are you reading the scriptures? Are you reading and allowing the set-apart spirit to guide you to truth? Are you understanding it? Are you asking the Father for his riches, the wisdom and the knowledge when you get to his word? And if you do find what they call in the scripture a master or a teacher, are you supporting that truth? Are you going to the teachers who Paul was rebuking, Yahushua warned you of, the Most High said, hey, I didn't set them? Are you reading? You know, Israel, they love to go on chat lines and Cain, hallelujah. They like to go to Facebook and put what they think they know. Because I read some of the messages, I'm like, whoa, our people's lost. I ask everybody to Facebook and Twitter this show in particular because, listen, this lesson will be off the hook. If you never got information, you're going to get it today. And I tell you, if you still find it in your heart not to support the truth, well, shame on you because, you know, you're dealing with the Father. I already know he's going to take care of me, but you got to account for yourself. That's not a threat. That's the truth. You need to start reading the scripture. We're going to go there, family, because I know a lot of people, you know, they, well, now let's see what she's going to do with this one. We're going to take it to the Father's word as always. If it's not in his word, you're not going to hear me talk about it. But we got to get to the truth, family. We got to get to the truth. As everyone, hey, come to me, come with me in giving praise and honor to our Father, Yahuwah. Let's raise our hands. Hallelujah, Hua. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and praise you. Father, you are worthy of all honor and praise. You are worthy to be feared, Father. We just thank you and we praise you. We thank you and we praise you for the set-apart spirit that we will be operating out tonight to get to your truth, your understanding within your preserved word. We thank you for our brothers and sisters who are coming out to hear your word spoken, where they will get spiritual understanding. Any of the lost sheep that come forward now and hear your word, may the scales be removed from their eyes, and may they get an edifying in the spirit and sing your praise. Father, we just thank you and we praise you for giving us a medium where we can speak your truth across the airwaves, reaching the four corners, which the children of Israel were scattered. Father, we just thank you and we praise you and we ask that you lead us through the set-apart spirit to your truth. Let everything that come out of my mouth be of you, Father. And Father, I'm operating out the set-apart spirit so that your word can be read and understood where all praises goes back up to you. Hey, Father, hallelujah. We, your children, we thank you and we praise you. We love you, Father. In Yahushua's set-apart name. All right. All right. God, get there, family. You know, like I was saying, when you heard the MP3, you can go ahead and, you know, go over to Proverbs and listen to what they have always talked about as a good Hebrew woman, telling all the daughters of Zion, just the women, because they say daughter of Zion is a woman. Hey, we're going to break all those lies down today. If you want the truth, if you don't harden your heart and stiffen your neck when I give you this truth, if you could tell by my fruit who sent me, I have to put it like that because it's getting ridiculous. It really is. We're going to get to that truth, family. I'm going to first take everybody, and I'll give you guys the link. This is the only link I will be giving because I will be doing reading. I'm going to try to keep this lesson into 2 hours, but this is an important one, so it might stretch a little bit into the third hour, but I tell you what, not 1 second will be wasted, not 1 second, because you're going to need to hear what our Father says, and this will give you prophecy and understanding of revelations. If you get this, this is why I have, well, the Father put it on me. All I know is when the daughter of Zion nonsense and the Hebrew woman with Adam and Eve, well, he got to rule over her and all that little mess going here and there with that leaven, Father says, shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down, because the children of Israel are supposed to hear the truth. Shut it down. Our Father is serious. We didn't get put in this condition just for a joke. If you don't want the fullness and the pureness of the word, there's many who will tell you that virtuous woman is a Hebrew woman who need to get her act straight. There's many sites that will tell that man how he need to put that foot down. Make her shut up. Get her in line. There's many sisters, because they love the word, they will humble themselves in at a point of ridiculousness because they love the Father. But they're not reading. They're not reading. Are you reading? We're going to read. We will read, family. That's what this is all about. We're going to read. I don't want anybody to say we ain't reading the Father's word that when, well, oh, Sister Georgia said, I didn't say nothing, because we're going to read it. We're going to read it. Let's go there. Proverbs 12. I want to read this because, yes, it talks about a virtuous woman. Now, pay attention. I'm going to read the whole thing, then we got to go through a little bit. Okay, Proverbs 12, verse 1. Follow along, family. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtained favor of the Most High Yahuwah, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. The wicked desires the net of evil men. I got to read that again. The wicked desire the net, that same net that's making a snare, lying in wait. The wicked desire the net of evil men. The daughter of Zion, oh, that's that haughty old black woman talked about in Isaiah 3. And when you get to 4, that's why there's going to be 7 women asking one Hebrew man, give me your name to take away my shame. Shame on you. That's nonsense and filth and abomination. But hey, we're reading it. The wicked desire the net of evil men, of evil people, teachers. Hebrews, not just a man. A woman could be there too. Don't get it mixed up, baby. But the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgressions of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil. But to the counselors of peace is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are abomination to our Father Yahuwah. Lying lips are abomination to our Father, but they that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of a fool proclaimeth foolishness. Hey, I could go there with y'all. No, I can. Some of the stuff that's going out being sold as truth and people sucking it up. But when the truth is spoken, that woman, she needs to shut up because this man told me she should not be teaching. No, we're gonna go there. See, I got to come this way, family, because, see, it's put on me. The Father already let me know where a lot of you guys sit, right in the middle, lukewarm. Yes, you'll come out to the lessons. You come out faithfully. But when it comes to keeping the truth alive, I can count on probably one hand. Now, I'm looking at these Hebrew sites that's talking about this virtuous woman being a Hebrew woman and the daughter of Zion being a doggone nasty old black woman and America being Babylon and their understanding on revelations and all this crap, and man, they're able to put up billboards, get by buildings, set up, wear garbs. Our people always did foolishness. Always. You can't see. You got eyes, you got ears, you're not deaf, you're not blind, but you can't understand. You want to stay lukewarm and think you're protected. You better choose a side. I'm just telling you. I'm not threatening you. I'm just going to tell you what the Father says about all this. We're going to go there. Because, see, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. You better choose who you will serve. Too many of them are teaching not our Father. It is not the truth. It's not of our Father. If you hear the truth here, you better give to keep the word going, because remember, the famine is caused by Hebrews who stiffened their necks and hardened their hearts. I know Father going to take care of me. I know he going to keep giving me, because when we go over this lesson today, you're going to see it. Prayfully, you'll perceive it. Prayfully edified by it. And if you are in error, you repent to the Father, change from your little wicked ways and come to the truth. We're going to go there. Let's go there. Verse 21. Oh, no. Let's go to verse 22. Lying lips are abomination to the Most High, but they that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaim foolishness. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. If you're not going to read, you're going to be under tribute, and that is the truth. At the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduces them. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the path thereof there is no death. All right, family. I went to Proverbs 12 because we know that it speaks of a virtuous woman. We know we're going to go to these other places, but we have to go there because it tells us. In verse 4 of Proverbs 12, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh a shame is as rottenness in his bone. And many people look at this virtuous woman and they got no clue. They see the word woman, oh, a good woman, a virtuous woman, oh, okay, we got to be like that. The brothers tell them all kind of lies, the ones that teach it, and you know who you are. And the women underneath them, I don't blame you as much, but I do. The Father will, because you're supposed to be reading. The women who teach that nonsense, who go on YouTube putting scarves on their head, and I don't know what y'all be doing. Some of y'all, it's sickening. It really is. Let's go there. It tells us a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. What woman? What husband? What have we been speaking of throughout all of this? Well, I have to go behind the scribes and the Pharisees and give you the spiritual understanding. This is about Israel, the woman, the assembly, the church, the daughter of Zion, that woman. And what man? Well, the bridegroom, her husband, Yahushua. Many understand that, but they can't put two and two together when they talk about a virtuous woman. Let's go a couple of places. Israel's the virtuous woman who will be wearing this crown that is spoken of in Proverbs 12, verse 4. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. How do we know? How do we know? And how do we know who the husband is, which is Yahushua? I'm going to take you guys quickly to 1 Peter chapter 5. I'm only going to read verse 4, but you can read verses 1 through 11 to get the understanding, because it's going to tell you who this virtuous woman is and who'll be wearing this crown, and who her husband is. I'm going to read verse 4 of 1 Peter chapter 5. It'll tell you. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, talking about end times, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Well, who is Israel waiting on? They're waiting on Yahushua, who will regather them. So we know that this chief shepherd, spoken of in 1 Peter 5, verse 4, this is Yahushua. And we will receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. So when we go back to Proverbs 12:4, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. We're going to understand who are they speaking about, this virtuous woman. I got more. Huh. Okay. Let's go a little further because it talks about verse 4, Proverbs 12. I'll read a little bit more. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed, but she, this woman, Israel, that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. We're talking about Israel, the bride, the wife, the betrothed. So when we go down, family, to find out what woman maketh ashamed, we go to Isaiah 4. I'm going to just read verse 1. It tells us, and in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man. I don't think I got to tell you who the seven women are. Women, assembly, church, daughter of Zion, because Isaiah 4 follows Isaiah 3, which talks about the daughter of Zion. Same daughter of Zion that people say, see, that's that Hebrew nasty woman. No, you've learned a lie. And some of you guys love that lie because it makes you break. It makes you not keep to the truth of the word. You can do what you want to. You can fulfill all your lustly endeavors with a woman, and you will come across the air and talk about, I don't want that. Not that. I don't want that. You know you wanted it before you found out you was a Hebrew Israelite. Ain't nothing new underneath the sun. It's something of a natural feeling to want one of the opposite sex. There's nothing wrong with that. But what y'all doing like Jeroboam, picking the basest men because you're telling them you got something dangling between your legs. You're supposed to teach and making them teachers. When the Most High will tell you, I didn't call for you. Who sent you? Wasn't me. But then they get with the many women, the many wives, they like to go all over Scripture. And anybody can do this, by the way. It's not that these people are so crafty, so clever. You can flip this Scripture to mean anything you want to. Because if you're not giving and breaking down precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, rightly dividing the word, anybody can make a mistake, or not make a mistake, but take something of Scripture and pervert it. And if you're just reading that one little line they give, you don't bother reading all of it. You don't even know what the book's about. Oh, yeah, yeah, brother. I see. Oh, thank you for sharing this with me. Sharing what with? Do you know what you've been shared? You've been shared falseness, a lie. And it told us that the wicked, they love the evilness. They love those who produce evil. Look, and in that day, seven women, seven assemblies, same thing in the book of Revelations, the seven churches, which are the assemblies, which are the daughters of Zion, which are the women. Revelation 17, they shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel, only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach, which means shame. So when we see that we're talking about Israel, and we're talking about Yahushua. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband when she is doing and obeying. Yes. All Israel, the men, the women, children, when we are obeying our father, okay, we're a crown to Yahushua. But she that maketh the shame is as rotten in his bone. The rottenness is making a shame. And you have to go back to Isaiah 3 to get it. I'm going to go through all of this a little bit. But I've gone over it so many times, and I want you guys to stop being slothful. Open up your scriptures when we read. Read it. Ask the Father to give you that understanding if you don't have it. Because it's all right there. It tells us, in that day, seven of the churches, of the assemblies, of the daughters of Zion, shall take hold of one man, which is Yahushua, the bridegroom, the betrothed. That's the only man anybody should be trying to take a hold of. The man that was the Spirit in the beginning, he came in the flesh, was our Redeemer. Many forsook and kept along with the same unrighteousness that you see today because we kicked out the land. And we're in the land of our captivity. We're in the wilderness where we're supposed to be getting it right. So we're waiting for Yahushua to bust through because we understand the precept of Jacob holding Esau's heel. Esau will be in rule in the end turn of Jacob holding Esau's heel. The Most High, Yahushua, will put Israel back on top. There's a change of power at that point. Everything that we have done at that point, if you don't have it right, shame on you. But those who do have it right, we're reading about it. They have something to look forward to. They're going to be a virtuous woman. Israel in the scripture was a whorish woman. We was a harlot. Talk about the nation of Israel, all of us. Northern, southern kingdom, baby, all 12 tribes. I don't know why anybody would listen to somebody putting division when you reading the scripture and how they come up with that mess. I know how they do it because I don't know if it's because I'm a teacher and I read thoroughly and I ask the Father to give me understanding and I listen. When they say something, I stop my little pause button on my computer and I look it all up if I don't know. You better start doing that. I'm not threatening you. I'm telling you. Study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is because our Father says so. I speak his words. Now, let me go a little further. I'm gonna pick back up at a virtuous woman at Proverbs 12 because I want to go a couple places with you. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, so we know we're talking about Israel and the bridegroom, which is Yahushua. But she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness as in his bone. Israel has always, go back to Isaiah 3 and 4. There's other places too. But you'll hear about the shame that Israel caused, both the northern and southern kingdom. Filthy, harsh. Let's go. We're going to pick up at Proverbs 12:5. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood. Let me go down to 13. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips. Let me go a little further. Lying lips are abomination to our Father Yahuwah. I'm reading all these words because by the time we get to Proverbs 30, you're going to get it. By the time we get to Revelations, you will understand it. Lying lips, false prophets, right? Lying lips are an abomination to our Father Yahuwah. Wicked, the wicked is snared. Let's go over now to Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31. You guys go ahead and click over. Proverbs 31. I'll give everybody a second to get there. Because, see, I don't know what be on people's mind. I've been watching these videos. I played one of them. And they of course, got this woman and all this stuff. But that virtuous woman is Israel. If you don't know that, simple little fact. See, that's why I'll be talking about that leaven. All the leaven that has been put before us, all the way through Scripture, has not been because of the other nations so much. Uh-uh. When you wake up to find out you're a Hebrew, you think you're getting all the truth, but no, you're not paying attention to what Scripture has told us. Everywhere we went, there was the seed of the serpent right there with us. By the time you get down to New Covenant, when Yahushua was there, he had a job to do, but he laid it out. He said, you generation of vipers. You're sitting in Moses' seat. You hypocrites. You're making the way for the children to enter into the kingdom. You're blocking it. And you're making them more devils than yourselves. And for some reason, nobody's understanding what's going on here. So when we try to show you, you better know that that daughter of Zion is not talking about a woman. You better know that the word men and brethren is not always talking about a man. A virtuous woman ain't talking about no woman. The Father's not putting any separation in there. These are things that you have to understand in order to go to Revelations and try to understand the end times. But see, many will stiffen those little necks up and they will harden their hearts up so much because I'm speaking with authority, because I am speaking by the set-apart spirit, and I'm a woman, and they have all learned the lie. Why you think people gonna, and you better figure out who those people gonna be trying to put them rocks on themselves. We're gonna get there a little bit for a few of the show. For, when we get to talking more about Revelation, I told y'all the Father gave it to me, and you gonna see if I'm speaking His word or mine. And then when you get to this other nonsense, America, Babylon, and that old nasty daughter of Zion, and all that nonsense about the many ribs, and there was only one creation, and there is no serpent seed. Oh, boy, I tell you, if you don't get with the truth is right before you. It's going to be spoken. They're not going to stop the Father's word from coming true. They're not going to, they can't do nothing. But the problem is you got a choice. What you going to do? You going to turn from your evil ways and come into the truth of our Father, or are you going to stiffen that neck and harden that heart, which is what many have been doing? I can tell. I go to our website. How we get 600 people at one point, and I got maybe about, 14 love offerings out of 600 people, over 600. Something not right. We had 80. For this month, I only had 5 love offerings. What's up? You're not hearing the truth? Because I know many are supporting those evil, vain thinkers who the Father's not speaking to. I put it like that because you wonder why it talks about having that mark on your forehead and that right hand. You better think about what you're doing. See, I will tell you this because if you give or not give, it does no difference to me. My Father's going to take care of me. But you're not understanding all of what the scriptures are telling you. And just this little bit of leaven here with the daughter of Zion or the virtuous woman, ooh, you better get it right. You know, it's funny. I got to laugh a little because it is funny. Somebody has been lying to somebody else. Although we're warned about it all through scripture, y'all not taking heed to what's going on. You get mad when I rebuke somebody when they righteously deserve to be open rebuke. It's in the scriptures. You get mad because I give you the proper verses. What does that say about you? What does it say about you? Just something to think on. Proverbs 31. Let's go there. All right, Proverbs 31. Verse 1. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son? And what? And what the son of my vows? Now, let me read that. I'm reading with my notes. Let me read it this way. I'm going to read it. I'm going to give everybody this link, too, since I do already have it up. I want to make sure that you are having no difficulty in getting to the truth. Let me get it on there. There you go. All right, family, I see y'all out there, and woo! Wow. Okay. And hello, hello. I'm trying to look at some names here. Hello, everybody. Oh, yeah. I'm glad y'all out here. I hope my brother's out here, too. This ain't, look, when I teach, look, just like Deborah, I got to go there. You know, Deborah was put over the men and the women. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it deceived. Don't think because her husband was there, because the Father said, I'm with the judge. You can't tell the Father who to pick. I didn't want to be chosen. I happened to be chosen. And sometimes, you know, I don't even say that because many people don't like when I say that. Father did choose me. Yeah, And I'm very grateful that he chose me. And I pray you are grateful, too, because you're getting the truth. You're getting the truth here. I'm not going to hold nothing back from you. I'm going to tell you what's there. And then sometimes I got to straighten out those who don't want to be straightened out by a woman. But don't look at me as a woman because I'm a vessel being used by the Father. That's how you have to look at me. As long as I'm giving you the truth of his word, that's what you judge. The spirit. Okay? So, hey, go ahead and open up Proverbs 31. Okay, verse 1. The word of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, the son of my womb? And what, the son of my vows? Now, I'm going to stop there for a second, family, because you see, many have read this, and we know that the Proverbs, we know that's King Solomon, but when you go look up the word King Lemuel, you got to understand that many words are metaphors, okay? That word King Lemuel, you're going to get Hebrews 39:27. They're going to give you all kinds. They're even going to talk about some Arabian stuff. But for Yahuwah, the words basically of Yahuwah, this is those who are for the Most High. Hebrews 39:27, the word King Lemuel. Because it's not per se a real person. It's a metaphor. So it tells us the prophecy that his mother taught him. Okay? And shall I say it this way? For those of you who say that a woman can't teach, this is a mother who taught a king, if you want to take it on the physical. But we know that this is just an understanding. That's the first thing you need to know. But it tells us the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. I'm going spiritual with you. What mother? What mother taught this king? Anybody know the answer to that? That's just something to think on. It tells us the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What mother? That's what you should have asked yourself when you read Proverbs 30. Okay, 31. So we can go to Galatians chapter 4, verse 26, and figure out what mother taught him. Let's go there. Galatians 4, verse 26. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. The prophecy that his mother taught him, well, this came from the Most High. Okay? This came from the Most High. He says, what, my son? The word my son, the word son, is Hebrews 12:48. That means heirs. Well, the heirs to the kingdom. So what, my son? What heirs? And what? The son of my womb, what son of spiritual Jerusalem's womb? Okay, we got to find that out. We got to find that out because, you see, y'all taking things to the physical. When our Father says we're no longer dealing with flesh and blood, I can go back further in the Old Covenant and show you where there's many spiritual things that are spoken of in the New Covenant many overlook. But we're going to get there one day, but not today. Let's go on to this. So we're trying to find out when it tells us in Proverbs 31, verse 2, what, my son, and what, the son of my womb, and what, the son of my vows? Who is the son of my womb? Y'all might not be reading because the prophet spoke everything. See, when you go to Revelations, people want you to start looking in this country, this one particular man or this country, what happened here. You better stop that mess when they try to go into Revelation. It's bad enough they do it in the scripture and deceive you with the daughter of Zion and tell you there's one creation. And they talk about Denobians Neanderthals and all that mess. Look, you better watch it because the Father lets you know there's going to be many who will be speaking perverseness in this end time. And he said, I didn't send them. You need to concentrate on the word. Everything for Revelations is in the word spoken by the prophets. And you got to go spiritual. You got to be operating out the spirit to get revelations. Well, we're going to give you, there ain't been none before going to give you this. I ain't heard nobody go there. If they have, I haven't heard about it. So you know it's a rarity. Now, I'm just going to say it. If I was a white man and I figured this out, they would have a PhD behind my name, have me on TBN, CBNS, and all the NBC, NBC, University of Howard, all these schools for the people who go and get their degree in being a pastor, a minister. But you think that truth that I'm getting ready to give you today will be widely enjoyed and enlightening and fulfillment with praising our Father? No. Yeshua say they're going to hate you because they first hated me when he brought forth truth. So I'm getting ready to go somewhere with you. You're going to get that truth. But the world is not going to acknowledge me. They don't need to acknowledge me. Those who see the fruit and inspected the fruit and test by the Spirit, they will know me. They will know that I know our Father. They will understand I'm not speaking my words, I'm speaking his. And the world don't want this stuff going out. When I gave you guys that prophecy of Genesis 3:16, what me? The Father gave me that. How am I going to know that was prophecy? Come on, family, think. Test my spirit. Test my fruit. That's a future prophecy for the entire scriptures, Genesis 3:16. But when we get to this right here, the son of my womb, go to Ezekiel 16. Go to Ezekiel 16. Remember, we already figured out that we're talking about the heirs. That's who the sons are, not no men. The heirs, the children of the kingdom. The mother, Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem, is mother to us all. Now, we know there was a Jerusalem here on earth. We know that the people, our people, dwelt there. If you go into King David, they were there. King Solomon, they started splitting up. But they were there. So let's go there. Ezekiel 16, let's find out who the son of my womb that they're speaking about in Proverbs 31, verse 2, is speaking of. When we go to Ezekiel 16, again the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, son of Adam, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. Cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. Because remember, the son of my womb caused Jerusalem to know her abominations. Who was in Jerusalem? It was the people, Most High's people, the heirs of the kingdom. The son of my womb, Jerusalem, the mother of us all. It says, son of man, caused Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, thus said Yahuwah unto Jerusalem. Check it out, family. Check it out. Thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. That was the promised land. And thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou was born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou was cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou was born. And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thy own blood, I said unto thee, when thou was polluted, when thou was in thy blood, live, yea, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxed great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned. We're talking about the sons, the heirs, the children of Israel, the virtuous woman, the daughters of Zion. This is all the same family. He's talking about breasts. Don't think it's always talking about a woman or a man. It's talking about the people. So he says, in verse 7. Thy breasts are fashioned, and the hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Remember the word, the hair is grown, and the glory of the crown, when you go to Isaiah chapter 3, and people tell you that daughter of Zion, she's that old nasty woman, she's stripped, she's just a harlot, a whore. You better know, you're talking about yourself too, woman, if you don't have the understanding. You're talking about yourself too, man, if you don't know that's you, if you are a Hebrew Israelite. Don't get it confused. Stop trying to pick on your brother or your sister. The Father is telling you about yourself. He uses words that sound feminine, some sound masculine, but there's never a division. Let's go there. Verse 7. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxed great, and thou art come to an excellent ornament. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thy hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread, this is the Most High, and I spread my skirt over thee, I covered thee. And I covered thy nakedness. You go to those powers of authority, the three, talks about Yahuwah, Yahushua, and his people. Every man, every woman. That's what it is. That's why the Father says there's only one mediator between the people and the Father. That's that man, Yahushua. It ain't talking about no men versus women in Scripture. Stop it, okay? Just stop that mess. So our Father tells us, now when I passed thee, when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith Yahuwah, and thou becamest mine. Ooh, I hope y'all getting these words. Then washed I thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. Now, keep in mind, family, we are still speaking about the virtuous woman that the Father, he wants to get that virtuous woman, because we've been reading in Old Covenant, we was a whore, a harlot. Go to Revelation, you wonder who that abomination, that whore, mother of harlots is. You're going to get it. We ain't got there yet, but you're going to get it. Says he tells us, in verse 10, I clothed thee also with broidered works, and shod thee with badger skin, and I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands, and a chain on thy neck, and I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thy ears, and a beautiful crown upon thy head. Speaking of Israel, his people. Thou wast, it says, thus wast thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen and silk and broidered works. Thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and thou wast exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom, and thy renown went forth among the heathen, all the other nations, the same ones y'all trying to bring in. Oh, and thy renown went forth among the heathen, the goyim, for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee, said Yahuwah. Verse 15, but thou didst trust in thine own beauty, and playest the harlot. Go back to Revelation, find out who that harlot is, family. Don't let nobody tell you, looking into the world of the goyim, you better be looking within your own gates. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty and played the harlot because of thy renown and pouredst out thy fornication. Family, are you understanding what Revelation is speaking about? I keep telling you, Father gave it to me. This is our history book. This is our history book. If it's our history book, and you know Satan is going to deceive the whole world. The world is Israel, because the other nations already knew they were not of the Father. They gonna fool you now. What is it? Judges chapter 2, baby. The Father said, I'm leaving all these hybrids, all these giants, all these nations right here to prove you, to see if you go hearken to me or to them. They did not discontinue from their heritage. We did. The gods of the other nations, the daddies. But Satan is deceiving the whole world. What world? Israel. Because Israel is destroyed for lack of knowledge. They just want to sit and listen to somebody else teach them. Christianity did a good job on you. If it wasn't Christianity, it was the Muslims, Buddha, Krishna, all these things, these deities. We always had them with us. Let it go. Come to the truth. You hear the truth? Let's go there. Verse 15. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty and playest the harlot because of thy renown and pourest out thy fornications on everyone that passes by. His it was. That's that harlot. Hey, you should be thinking about what Isaiah said in Isaiah 3 and 4, especially chapter 3, the daughter of Zion, that virtuous woman who turned perverse. Verse 16, and of thy garments thou didst take, and deck thy high places with diverse colors, and playedest the harlot thereupon. The like things shall not come, neither shall it be so. Thou hast also taken my fair jewels of my gold and of my silver, which I had given thee, and madest to thyself images of men, and didst commit whoredom with them, and tookest thy broidered garments, and coverest them, and thou hast set mine oil and mine incense before them. You go to Isaiah 1 and go to Isaiah, 66. And you don't understand what we did. And then you trying to keep something that the Father said, I took away. Take away this. Don't bring no vain oblations and all this stuff. What did the daughter of Zion, the woman who was virtuous, who in the end will be virtuous again, what do we do to become a whorish woman? Who is Mystery Babylon? I'm going to say it for what it is. Who is Mystery Babylon? The mother of harlots. I hope y'all thinking. Let's go some other places. Just watch these words and then go pinpoint. I tell you, if you want to figure out Revelations, you better go to the prophets, because everything in Revelations, the prophets told you. Okay? That's a hit. Okay, it tells us. Verse 17, I'm going to read it again. And thou hast also taken my fair jewels of my gold and of my silver, which I had given thee, and madest to thyself images of men, and didst commit whoredom with them, and tookest thy broidered garments, and covered them. And thou hast set mine oil and mine incense before them, my meat also which I gave thee, fine flour and oil and honey, wherewith I fed thee. Thou hast even set it before them for a sweet savior. And thus it was, said Yahuwah. Verse 20, moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast born unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms a small matter? You see, if you don't know the daughter of Zion is Israel, and this virtuous woman was when we were in a righteous state, how you going to figure out Revelations? You ain't even acknowledging the sin you did in Old Covenant. Do you see that little leaven? How can you repent to the Father and come back right and even understand Revelations when you got it all screwed up? You like wickedness. It told us they would be there. Certain men would creep in. There were who? Sitting in Moses' seat? The scribes and the Pharisees, the serpent seed. You don't see them here telling you these same lies of the flesh, of the physical. They can't operate out the spirit. Yahushua will let you know that. And it said they wouldn't change one burden. They wouldn't lift one up that they put on you. Yahushua called them hypocrites. In the book of John, chapter 8, he said, your father's the devil. is strong, isn't it? Oh, she said to these people, I'm not saying anything. Book of John, Yeshua called them, your father is the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. And he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. So if they're lying with their lying lips, if they're false prophets, who do they belong to? I hope you're getting it. Because we speak our father's word. And those who are our father, my father, understand my speech. And they rejoice in it. Don't get stiffen up neck, harden your heart. Because at that point, you are of them that killed the prophets. You are that generation of vipers. Your father is the devil. Because if you love the words that's coming out of my mouth when I'm reading the Father's word, which is truth, you hear the Father's word being spoken here. Let's find out more, because somebody needs to hear it. It says, verse 21, let me read 20 again. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast born unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms? Whoredom, revelations, keep in mind, a small matter, that thou hast slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them. And in all thine abominations and thy whoredoms, thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou wast naked and bare and wast polluted in thy blood. And it came to pass after all thy wickedness, woe, woe unto thee, said our father Yahuwah, that thou hast also built unto thee an eminent place, and hast made thee a high place in every street. Thou hast built thy high places at every head of the way, and hast made thy beauty to be abhorred, and hast opened thy feet to everyone that passes by. That's a harlot. That's a whore. A whorish woman. I hope y'all getting it. The daughter of Zion. You ain't a virtuous woman at this point. He wants you to be a virtuous woman. The men and the women. Israel. Not just a woman. All Israel. Because we were a whorish woman. You got amnesia? Selective memory? What is it? You're reading the scripture. Israel sinned. We are scattered. We are separated and divided. We'll be regathered back in. Thou hast built thy high places at every head of the way, and hast made thy beauty to be abhorred, and hast opened thy feet to everyone that passes by, and multiplied thy whoredoms. Precepts, family. I'm going to go there because somebody might need to hear it. I'm going to give the precept for this whorish woman, or shall I say the daughter of Zion. Because, see, when I broke it down for you that daughter of Zion was not talking about a Hebrew woman, and they will take that little leaven, because people reading with the eyes and not seeking the Father for a spiritual understanding, and they will take a little leaven here, go to 1 Peter with that little leaven talking about Adam didn't transgress, but Eve. And then take that and go back to Genesis 3:16, which is future prophecy. Man, you got to put your foot on her neck. They'll try to get to Revelations and come tell you America's Babylon, which is where the children of Judah. They were right here. So what? The Father come destroy where? Oh, my goodness. The covenant was made with Judah. He not coming to America to destroy Judah like that. Destruction is taking place all over the world. Okay, because we are scattered across the four corners of the earth. Let's go there, family. Precept for this whorish woman that we've just been reading about. Okay, or call it for what it is, daughter of Zion, or the woman who was once virtuous, which is Israel. Y'all, go ahead and get to Isaiah 3. I'm going to read verses 16 and 26. Please go there. Had to get me a sip of my tea. Y'all know I get excited. Let me check y'all out. Make sure y'all doing all right there. Let's just check. Ooh, don't freeze up on my computer. All right, all right. Thank you, thank you. All right, I'm just checking everybody out. All right, we got 49 minutes left. Let me get rolling because, see, y'all, if I don't come across and I speak with authority, like I said, I'm going to speak with authority. There's no man, no woman. Nobody going to shut me down unless it's time for me to be shut down by the Father. I'm going to speak his word. Now, either you come in compliance with what our Father says in his word or you don't. It's up to you. It's up to you. My job is I'm supposed to instruct you on truth. And really, if I give you an instruction, you're supposed to observe it and do it. That is even a joke with Israel today. Now, family, we better get right on this, you see, because the Father wanted me to come down on this lesson right here. This when you hear me raising my voice for certain things, you better understand to set up our spirit. You've been lied to, many of you. Many people coming over hearing for the first time, they didn't know this. I know we got a few of the women coming from some of these sites wondering, oh, man, yeah, I can see. Well, I don't know how I believe when this person told me that the daughter of Zion was us, nasty Hebrew women. I don't know how I thought that because the Father has opened your eyes. If a man comes across and they understand the truth now, the Father has opened your eyes. It was your time. In the dispensation of time, you will be woken up if you're the Father's. If you're not, you better get on them knees quick. Humble yourself to our Father and ask him to please forgive you. Please open those eyes up. Let's go. We're going to talk about the precept for this whorish woman. Many have called the daughter of Zion. Speaking of a woman, nope. We're talking about Israel. Isaiah 3, I'm going to read verse 16 to 26. You should be hearing a lot of the same words that we've just been reading about, speaking of a virtuous woman or Israel or a whorish woman. You're going to hear the same words, family. The clothing, the garment, check it out. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 16 to 26. And moreover, Yahuwah said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth neck and wanting eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making and tickling with their feet. Yeah, we know that women wear anklets, now they do that, but that ain't what it's talking about. Don't let your eyes deceive you. Don't go in like Samuel had to pick King David. He was going to the brothers. No. It's a spiritual thing. Don't look at the word woman, daughter of Zion, think of a woman. Don't see the word brother, men, thy sons, and not know, it's speaking of Israel, the heirs of the kingdom. Let's go there. It tells us, verse 17 of Isaiah 3, therefore, Yahuwah will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion. We just read about that crown that Yahushua will be giving us in Proverbs. We just read that. But now, because we're in disobedience, we're not speaking of a virtuous woman anymore. We're speaking of us when we were in disobedience to our Father, stiffening our neck, hardening our hearts. That's what we're reading about here in Isaiah 3. Remember, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Jonah, all these, Micah, they were all speaking to the children of Israel. All of them. The prophets, they were speaking to them. And the children, many of them didn't want to hear. Hey, let's go there. So the Father is speaking to the daughter of Zion, how haughty she is, speaking of Israel, not a woman, and walking with stretched forth necks and wanting eyes and walking and mincing as they go and making a tinkling with their feet. Therefore, Yahuwah will smite with the scab the crown of the head of the daughter of Zion, and Yahuwah will discover their secret parts. Remember, he covered them. Well, we were naked. We just read about that. He getting ready to uncover them. He going to discover them. Find out what happens, family. Remember, we were given all the beautiful garments and all that. We just read about that. Verse 18, it says, in that day, Yahuwah will take away the bravery of the tinkling ornaments about their feet and their calls and their round tires, like the moon, the chains and the braces and the mufflers, the bonnets and the ornaments of the leg, and the headbands and the tablets and the earrings. So we read about all this stuff. We just read about it. The rings and the nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparel, and the mantles and the whipples and the crisping pins. All these do sound like it could be talking about a woman, don't it, family? But that ain't what it's talking about. Better come spiritual. 23, the glasses and the fine linen and the hoods and the veils. And it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, they shall be stank. It says stink, but I like the spin of stank. You know, because you got to know what we did. We weren't a beautiful, virtuous woman. No, we were a harsh woman at this point. You know, men, women, we all stank. I hear what they talk about this part with the stinking is just ridiculous. No, all Israel stank. So it says, and it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there shall be stink. And instead of a girdle, a rent. And instead of well-set hair, baldness. And instead of a stomacher, a girdle of sackcloth. And burning instead of beauty. And remember, we talked about the beauty. Remember, Israel, Jerusalem, when they were first born, the father saw us in our own blood polluted, but then he cleaned us up, put all these fine jewels and stuff on us. Come on, family. Talked about our beauty, our hair grown, the crown. Come on, come on. It says, verse 25, thy men shall fall by the sword, and thy mighty in war. Thy men shall fall by the sword, and thy mighty in the war. And her gates shall lament and mourn, and she being desolate shall sit upon the ground. Well, that's in Isaiah, what, chapter 1, talking about what's going to happen when we're going to. This is, like I said, it's very repetitive, but at this time he was talking about the tribe, the kingdom, I should say, of Judah, southern kingdom, being taken out of Jerusalem and going into Babylon. But we know this is exactly what happened at the siege of Jerusalem, the very last captivity that we went through, the siege. Okay, so get understanding, family. Get understanding. We're going to go back talking about the sons of my womb. Let's go to, we're going to go back to Ezekiel. Because see, I got to go here and there, family. I went to Isaiah 3, and I read verses 16 and 26 to tell you about that whorish woman. But we still want to find out more. We've been reading, family, we've been reading out of Ezekiel 16 to find about the son of my womb. That's the father said he got us, he cleaned us up, and so let's finish reading it. Verse 26, thou hast also committed fornication with the Egyptians, thy neighbors, great of flesh, and has increased thy whoredoms to provoke me to anger. Behold, therefore I have stretched out my hands over thee, and have diminished thine ordinary food, and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd ways. Now, they're ashamed of us, the heathen. Let's go, 28. I want y'all to hear it, how we played the whore, the harlot. Because if you want to get revelations, you got to know what we did. You got to hear it. 28, thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou wast unsatiable. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet couldst not be satisfied. Thou hast moreover multiplied thy fornication in the land of Canaan unto Chaldee, and yet thou wast not satisfied therewith. How weak is thine heart, said the Most High, seeing thou dost all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman. Now, an imperious, whorish woman is opposite a virtuous woman. Most High is talking about Israel. That virtuous woman is Israel in Proverbs 31. When you go look up the word imperious, it'll be Hebrews 7:9-8:0. And it's talking about getting mastery, becoming a ruler, giving power. This was a mastery of a whorish woman. It said, how weak is thine heart, said the Most High, our Father, seeing thou dost all these things, the work of a master, of a whorish woman. You mastered it. Who is that mystery Babylon, the mother of all harlots? Keep in mind, family, this is our history book. I'm just throwing it out at you like it need to be thrown. Verse 31, in that thou buildest thy eminent places in the head of every way, and make it thine high places in every street, and has not been as an harlot, in that thou scores hires, but as a wife that committed adultery which taketh strangers instead of her husband. Every time, the Father will give you clues who he's talking about. A lot of things are put in a way that you will believe that it's talking about a man and a woman, but it's not. You got to understand what Israel did. Why are you in this scattered land right now among all these heathens, all these giants, all these goyim? And you believe a lie. You believe the virgin birth. You believe, some of you guys still believe that the white people, Christianity, as well as the white people sitting over there in Israel calling themselves Jewish, that they are the true people. You might be peeping this side out, the biblical Hebrews, to see if we're talking some truth. Many of you would love to believe that Mystery Babylon is talking about America. You are operating at the flesh. You better start operating at the spirit. Because when the Father is talking about a wife and a husband, 9 times out of 10, I think there's one space in Corinthians, I think it's in Corinthians. Well, yeah, he's talking about the man should love his wife as Yahushua loved the bride, love Israel. Yeah, but outside of that, most of all this is talking about us, the woman, the daughter of Zion. Sometimes we were a virtuous woman. Other times we were a whorish woman. The simile. It's about Israel. So he tells us, in that thou buildest thine eminent places in the head of every way, and makest thine high places in every street, and hast not been as a harlot, in that thou scornest Tyre, but as a wife that committeth adultery, which taketh strangers instead of her husband. It says they give gifts to all whores, but thou givest thy gifts to all thy lovers, and hirest them, that they may come unto thee on every side for thy whoredom. And the contrary is in thee from the other women in thy whoredoms, whereas none followed thee to commit whoredoms, and in that thou givest a reward, and no reward is given unto thee. Therefore thou art contrary. 35. Wherefore, O harlot, go back to Revelation, understand those words, family. Father says, wherefore, O harlot, hear the word of Yahuwah your father. Thus saith Yahuwah, because thy filthiness was poured out, and thy nakedness discovered through the whoredoms with thy lovers, and with all the idols of thy abominations, and by the blood of thy children, which thou didst give unto them, behold, therefore I will gather all thy lovers with whom thou hast taken pleasure, and all them that thou hast loved, with all them that thou hast hated. I will even gather them round about against thee. Now this is see Jerusalem. And will discover thy nakedness unto them, that they may see all thy nakedness. This is the same thing as Isaiah 3. This is the same thing as the curses. If you don't want to go to Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, understand, when we were the virtuous woman, we get all the blessings. But when we become this mother of harlots, this abominable woman, this fornicating woman, this adulteress, this harlot, this whore, then we got the curses. Don't try to put it on a woman for a virtuous woman. I mean, it's good that every woman will want to keep herself virtuous, but you men, you better be a virtuous woman too. You know, I'm not talking no homosexual stuff. I'm saying that virtuous woman is like a metaphor. It's not talking about a woman. It's talking about Israel. All right, let's go a little further. 38, and I will judge thee. This is the Father talking, because remember, he's talking about this woman, this whore. And I will judge thee as women that breaketh wedlock. We are the bride, the woman, the virtuous woman. We are the bride. Yahushua, he is the bridegroom. We're waiting for him. But our Father says, and I will judge thee as women that break wedlock and shed blood are judged. And I will give thee blood in fury and jealousy. We're going to read about that when we go to Revelations. Okay, I will also give thee into their hands. Talk about the ones who hate us, the ones who we want to be, we hired out to be our lovers. It says, and I will also give thee into their hands. These are the giants. These are the other nations. These are the Goyim. And they shall throw down thy eminent places and shall break down thy high places, and they shall strip thee also of thy clothes and shall take thy fair jewels and leave thee naked and bare. You know the condition of our people after the siege of Jerusalem, after they sold us off into bondage, into Egypt, as Deuteronomy 28 states. We saw pictures. They had the women and the men, all private parts, hanging out naked. They stripped us of everything, all the precious linen, all the fine jewels. They took all the books. They took everything. Y'all getting it? Our Father tells us that they are going to leave us naked and bare. They shall also bring up a company against thee, and they shall stone thee with stones and thrust thee through with their swords. And they shall burn thine houses with fire and execute judgment upon thee in the sight of many women. And that means many people, many men. And I will cause thee to cease from playing the harlot. This is how he's going to do it. He's going to use other nations to accomplish chastisement on his people for our disobedience. Okay? In verse 41, he says, and I will cause thee to cease from playing the harlot, and thou also shalt give no hire anymore. You're going to be a virtuous woman again, is what he's saying. So will I make my fury towards thee to rest, and my jealousy shall depart from thee, and I will be quiet, and will be no more angry, because thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, but hast fretted me in all these things. Behold, therefore, I also will recompense thy ways upon thine head, said Jehovah, and thou shalt not commit this lewdness above all thine abominations. Behold, everyone that uses proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, check it out, is the mother, so is the daughter. We're desolate. We're Isaiah 1. That cottage just left desolate in a cucumber field. The mother is Jerusalem. It was stripped. It was bare. The children are the daughters of Zion of Jerusalem. Same thing, family. As is the mother, so is the daughter. Thou art thy mother's daughter that loatheth her husband. What husband? Well, daughter of Zion, who is the wife or the bride, her husband would be Yahushua, wouldn't it be? It tells us, thou art thy mother's daughter that loatheth her husband and her children. And thou art the sister of thy sisters, which loatheth their husbands and their children. Your mother was a Hittite and your father an Amorite. Well, right there takes us back up to Israel being born. We just read that, okay? 46. And thine eldest sister is Samaria. That's Israel, family. That is your northern kingdom. It says in verse 46, and thy eldest sister is Samaria, she and her daughters that dwell at thy left hand, and thy younger sister that dwells at the right hand is Sodom and her daughters. Yet hast thou not walked after their ways, nor done after their abominations, but as if it were a very little thing. Thou wast corrupted more than they in all thy ways. Talking about the southern kingdom. As I live, saith the Most High Yahuwah, Sodom thy sister hath not done, she nor her daughters, as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. We're going to read in Proverbs 31 that this virtuous woman making sure she take care of those needy. But we weren't doing it. Verse 49, it reads, behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread, an abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. And they were haughty. That's Isaiah, what, 3, right? That daughter of Zion. Or, shall I say, what was that word? Pervious. Oh, shoot, I can't think of the word. I just said pervious horsewoman when we were in opposition to being a virtuous woman. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It said, and they were haughty and committed abominations before me. Therefore, I took them away as I saw good. Neither hath Samaria or the northern kingdom, Israel, committed half of thy sins. But thou hast multiplied thine abominations more than they, and hast justified thy sister in all thine abominations, which thou hast done. Thou also, which hast judged thy sisters, bear thy own shame. Remember, Isaiah 4:1, 7 women will go to one man and say, give us thy name to take away our reproach, take away our shame. We will eat our own bread, and so forth. Remember? It says, verse 52, it says, thou also, which has judged thy sister, bear thine own shame. For thy sins that thou hast committed more abominable than they are more righteous than thou. Yea, be thou confounded also, and bear thy shame, in that thou hast justified thy sisters. Verse 53, when I shall bring again their captivity, now this is engrafted in, let's listen. When I shall bring again their captivity, the captivity of Sodom and her daughters, and the captivity of Samaria and her daughters, then will I bring again the captivity of thy captives in the midst of them, that thou mayest bear thine own shame, and mayest be confounded in all that thou hast done, in that thou art a comfort unto them. When thy sister Sodom and her daughters shall return to their former estate, which is a virtuous woman, and Samaria and her daughters shall return to their former state, which is a virtuous woman, when thou and thy daughters shall return to your former estate, not a whorish woman, an abomination, a fornicator, a whorish woman, a harlot, but your former state, a virtuous woman. Okay? For thy sister Sodom was not mentioned by mouth in the day of thy pride. Before thy wickedness was discovered, as at the time of thy reproach of the daughter of Syria, and all that were round about her, the daughters of the Philistines, which despise thee round about. Thou hast borne thy lewdness and thine abomination, saith the Most High. For thus said Yahuwah, I would even deal with thee as thou hast done, which hast despised the oath in breaking the covenant. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with thee in the days of thy youth, when you were a virtuous woman, and I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. Then thou shalt remember thy ways and be ashamed, when thou shalt receive thy sisters, thine elders, and thy younger, and I will give them unto thee for daughters, but not by thy covenant. And I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt know that I am Yahuwah your father, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I am pacified towards thee for all that thou hast done, saith Yahuwah. Now I'm going to finish reading Proverbs 31, but let's see. Hold up a second, family. Let me just check everything out here. When I wait this long to go between hitting my computer sticks, give me a second. But that gave me a time to take a sip. Hold up. Because we're going to hit on some revelations here. I ain't even got there yet. Mm-hmm. Y'all going to stop that nonsense about that daughter of Zion if y'all want to get it, if y'all truly want to understand the Father's word. Okay. Let me just go there. I'm just making sure everything's all right. Yeah, we're looking good. Got 39 minutes left. Let me play a song, family. That way I get to take something from my throat because you know how I get. Y'all hear me screaming up here. I get all excited. Okay, I can play something really short, and I will. I'm going to play, my computer just, something happened. Well, looky there. Oh, my goodness. I pray y'all can hear me. Let me see. Isn't that something? I got to refresh this because I have no more switchboard. Isn't that something? Hold on, family. I'm refreshing my page because it jumped and everything went blank. Uh-oh. Time until episode. Call in. Oh, there it is. It came back. Okay, look. You know, like I said, family, for as long as Christianity has even been in place, you ain't heard nobody tell you that that virtuous woman was not talking about a woman. Because I can give you some Christianity episodes. They call it a woman. This is where, well, I ain't even going to get into it, but I got it on our show page in the show notes, and I'm going to post those notes as soon. I'm going to get these notes out to you guys soon, okay, because I know y'all want to be seeing things. But anyhow, let me just go ahead and play. They did mess with my switchboard a little bit. Close to your network. I don't even know if it's, let me see. Let's see. Oh, boy. Give me a second. I'm trying to get a short one for you guys. Okay. Oh, I can't even play anything. Hold up a second. Oh, man, they took all my controllers out. I'm going to refresh the screen again. Let's wait a second, family. They did something. Right when I said I was going to take me a little break from my throat, my whole screen blanked out. Give me a second. Wow. It's not even coming up anymore. I have no switchboard. Give me a second. I'm going to... I don't know what's happening here. I'm like not getting a switchboard, but I gotta make a connection sooner. I won't be able to. My whole computer board freezed on me, y'all. Everything. Isn't that something? Well, we know them little devils listening, because this is the truth. What I'm telling you right now would be world history, but this world don't want to hear this. This world wants you to believe. That's why. Why you believe that they're able, the ones who teach lies, are able to really get out there and get their messages passed across. They're able to buy buildings. Think about this stuff. Uh-uh. All the things they're doing, telling people to flee, to run, stockpile, just lying. The leaven is everywhere. But it's like, it's lying words. There's no profit in what they're saying. You know. Okay, here it is. I think it just came back up. Hold up. I just got, I think it's going to be working. Let me see. Nope, it's still not there. I have no switchboard. What the heck? Family, you know, they just don't want me to talk. Hold on a sec. I'm going to log completely out. Let me see. Dang. I have no switchboard. Oh, everything just went blank. Hold on, family. I might have to shut my computer down because everything got wiped out, everything. And I want to get in there before I will have to stop the show. I can't even get to my notes. Isn't there something? I'm waiting for my screen to pop back up. I wish I could see what be going on. Y'all be like, dang. You know? Okay, it looked like the chat room's trying to pull itself back up. Let me see, because I can't see anybody right now. I'm like walking blind here. Something's happening, but it's just they like to take my time up, family. Especially when we get on a roll with some of these topics. Okay, it's back up. Now I gotta, now I can do it. All right, it just popped back up. But they do. They like to waste my time. But they don't understand. I'm still gonna get all that. Look at this. I can't move my screen down. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. I can find my music, though. Let me get something up for y'all real quick. I'll play this song. It's called Love. Hold on a second, family. Just listen to this while I get myself together. And in case you do want to switch over, it's the number, because in about 19 minutes, the chat line, if you're listening by radio of the computer via Blog Talk, you'll be cut off. So you need to switch to the phone lines. The number is 646-595-4111. I'll be back. Give me about, this is about a five-minute song. That'll give you time to get something to drink, enjoy the music. This is our Shabbat day, family. We're going to get to some more truth. Okay, everybody have a listen.
Everybody loves love.
14 minutes. If you want to switch over, the number is 646-595-4111. We're doing Israel, a virtuous woman. That's the state that Israel, both the men and women, need to be in. Not talking about a woman family. Remember, scriptures are very important that you get it right. If you don't know who the people are, if you don't know who you are in the scripture, the daughters of Zion. Someone on the chat line, I'm not going to name names because people don't like when I name names, but yes, the daughters are the cities of Jerusalem. Okay, the daughters of Zion. Just so y'all get this understanding, but it's not talking about a woman because there were men and women and children. The whole Hebrews were out there in Jerusalem during the time that Yahushua was speaking to his people. Okay? He went, he sent Paul, and he also went out to the different outskirts of Jerusalem to speak to the Gentile, the lost sheep, the northern kingdom that was out there as well. So getting that understanding, I want to get back into the word. I want to get the truth of speaking about who this virtuous woman is. Now, we're going to pick back up. I tell you, in order for me to bring this truth, I got to break down so many strongholds. So I pray y'all have patience. I pray you want to know the truth. When you get to Proverbs 31, I'm going to read 1 and 2 again, and we're going to jump to 3. The word of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son? And what? The son of my womb? And what? The son of my vows? Okay, so we know that this is something that brings us back to the children of Israel, the sons of the Most High. Remember how we picked out that word, thy sons? We're talking about the children when we're talking about Mary and Joseph and what King Solomon had said that that thy sons, speaking of the children, speaking of the heirs of the kingdom. You know what I'm talking about, family? Hope y'all getting this right. Let's go to verse 3. Let's go to verse 3. It says, give not thy strength unto women. Now remember, we were committing whoredoms with these other women, okay, with these other nations out there. It says, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. Because we, and I had the verse, I didn't put it there. We, you know, there's verses in there that talks about us being kings and princes and all this. Talking about the people, not specifically talking about a man. We know that in the Old Covenant, yes, there were men who were kings, but that's not what they're talking about. We, as the people of the apple of the Father's eye, Israel, okay, the power of authority, those who are under Yahushua, the mediator between the people and our Father. So it tells us, give not thy strength unto these other nations, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings, destroys the people. You can go to Isaiah 1 and read how we were going to be left. We know that we can read about the siege of Jerusalem and understand that we were desolate. So was our mother. As the mother, so was the daughters. So we were desolate, okay? It is not for the kings, O Lemuel. It is not for the kings to drink wine, nor for the princes strong drinks. Now, it's talking about the people. Check it out. Well, let me read a little bit more, and then I'm going to go there with you. Because you're going to find out about these kings and this strong drink and so forth. It says, I'm going to read it again, verse 4. It is not for the kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. Lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Remember, we were not given righteous judgment. We were not taking care of the needy, the widow. Remember this? Family, if you go to Old Covenant and start reading, and I pray y'all been keeping up with us as we've been reading, or if you're not going to read with us, read on your own. Just read. Know who's being spoken of here. So it tells us. It says, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink, and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. Okay, now, we're going to go a little further because I want to talk about this strong drink and Israel. Because we just read it, family. My computer wants to stick. It tells us in verse 4 and in verse 5, it says, it is not for the kings, O Lemuel. It is not for the kings to drink wine, nor the princes strong drink. lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgments of any of the afflicted. Now we can go to Deuteronomy 29. Remember, this is after the curses now. Curses are in Deuteronomy 28. So in Deuteronomy 29, verses 1 through 6 is all I'm going to read. Deuteronomy 29, verses 1 through 6. We're going to read about the strong drink in Israel. Okay, it tells us, verse 1, these are the words of the covenant which Yahuwah commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel. So we know that that woman is Israel, that virtuous woman. We know that the daughter of Zion is still speaking of Israel. It says, with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moses called them to all Israel, not just the men, all Israel, the people, and said unto them, ye have seen all that Yahuwah did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh, and unto all his servants, and unto all his land. The great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs, and those great miracles. Yet our father Yahuwah hath not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear until this day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot. Ye have not eaten bread, neither have ye drunk wine or strong drink, that ye might know that I am Yahuwah your Father. You see, when we get to know the Father, how it talks about the men were drunk, talking about the people were drunk, but it wasn't with wine they were drunk with. The Father had put slumber on them. The blind leading the blind. They have eyes, but they're blind. Like what I was talking about, the famine in the land. You got fat people running around here, but there's so much in famine. A lot of these words are metaphors. They mean something else, but it's trying to give you an ideal of what the Father's speaking of. So we know this virtuous woman and the drink that the Father's talking about. He's talking about the lewdness, not keeping to being obedient. Because he says one thing, we do another. And you know, when you look in the flesh eyes, when people drink wine, strong drink or whatever, they get ridiculous. They're not in their right mind. Their faculties are a little off. He don't want us like that, stumbling around. No, he wants us to be a virtuous woman. So let's keep going further with this. I'm going to pick back up at Proverbs 31. But I want to just get this one little thing out. Let me just say this real quick. The word virtuous. If you look up the word virtuous, it's going to tell you. Hebrews 24:28, might, strength, wealth, force, an army. It says strength, power, might, to show oneself strong, to display valor. It says virtue, a brightness, integrity, a virtuous woman, men of capacity, an honest and upright man, the strength of a tree spoken poetically of its fruit. So we see that it's not talking about just a man. No, they go between giving descriptions of somebody honorable to talking about a tree, and they put the word men of capacity, but the word men means the people. So we are talking about this virtuous woman when Israel was in her righteous state. This is what the Father expected from us, but we became a whorish woman. And you can read about that in Revelations. We're going to get to it in a second. Let's keep going forward. So when we pick up at verse 10, here it goes, family. And matter of fact, let me just get there. Here it goes. When we talk about this virtuous woman, and I want to make sure that everybody understands, when you read it, it sounds like it's talking about a woman. Take a listen, but it's not. We're going to break it down.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart for her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and no evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and work willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of the household, and eateth not of the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest in them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruits of her hands, and let her own work speak for her in the gate.
Now, I hope that when y'all listen to that, you thought about Israel. You didn't think about a woman. But when you read it with the eyes, it sounds like it's talking about a woman. Just remember, the Father's not putting division. Everything within our history book is for our understanding. But you got to come correct, think spiritual. Get the truth. You understand just by reading the Old Covenant what Israel did. You understand today because we are in the land of our captivity. We're in our wilderness right now. Let's go. Let's finish reading. Let's get some understanding about this virtuous woman. It tells us in verse 10 of Proverbs 31, who can find a virtuous woman? Now remember, this is our Father talking about Israel. Who can find a virtuous woman? Okay, the word woman is Hebrews 8:02. It means a wife, woman married to a man, each, every. Okay, that's what it means. And the reason why it means that is because it's not talking about a woman. It's talking about Israel, a metaphor. Israel is that woman. Many people go to Revelations and they understand that. They go out of the place, they understand the daughter of Zion in certain scriptures. Why don't they understand the Father's word not changing? It's not talking about a woman. It's talking about the people. So it tells us, who can find a virtuous woman? Okay? For her price is far above rubies. We're talking about when we were in obedience to our Father, when all the other nations were looking at us and saying, wow, look at them. You know, we are a peculiar people. We are the Father's apple of his eye. We were a thing of beauty. Okay? It says, for her price is far above rubies. They're giving me 90 seconds, family. 646-595-4111, if you want to continue. It says, for her price is far above rubies. It says, the heart of her husband. Who's our husband? Well, that would be Yahushua. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that she have no need of spoil. Now, many will go back to the old covenant and talk about how they can divorce that nasty woman. Look, we ain't going to go there. We're going to go to the truth. It says, the heart of her husband does 60 seconds, family, 60 seconds. I might just wait till they finish interrupting me. 646-595-4111. We're going to find out what is verse 11 speaking of. It says, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Why is it that he, the husband, Yahushua, might have need of spoil? We're going to find that out. Because when we were righteous, which we're talking about, Proverbs 31, a virtuous woman. Well, was she virtuous? He has no need of spoil. But when did he have need of spoil? Let's find it out. Everybody turn to Jeremiah 15, please. Turn to Jeremiah 15. We're going to find out what's spoil. You're going to get it. 10 seconds. Hey, for those of you who are not joining us, shalom, 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 shabbat shalom. Keep in the Father's word. If you sin, repent instantly. Come back to him spiritually in truth and righteousness. Shabbat shalom. All right. I just closed down my chat line. Let's go on. We're going to find out what spoil. Because it says that the heart of her husband, which is Yahushua, does safely trust in her. Because she's a virtuous woman. So that he shall have no need of spoil. He will have no need of spoil. Which means that woman was getting ready to get spoiled if she was no good, if she was a horse woman. But the heart of her husband does safely trust in her. She is trustworthy. She's a virtuous woman, and he has no need of spoil. But let's find out when we were a whorish woman, and let's find out about that spoil. Everybody, Jeremiah 15. I'm going to read it for you. I think I'm reading it all. Yeah, I am reading it all. Let's go there. Now, remember, Jeremiah was one of the prophets that were going out to, I think they were. He went out to Judah. the southern kingdom. But let's find out what he had to say concerning Judah.
Then said Yahuwah unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be towards this people. Cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. And it shall come to pass, if they shall say unto thee, whither shall we go forth? Then thou shalt tell them, thus said Yahuwah, such as for death, to death, and such as are for the sword, to the sword, and such as are for the famine, to the famine, and such as are for the captivity, to the captivity. Now you better pick the captivity, because that's your place of wilderness where you're going to get it straight, even though you messed up. We're in our wilderness now, family. He says in verse 3, and I will appoint over them four kinds, said Yahuwah, the sword to slay, the dogs to tear, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and to destroy. And I will cause them to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth. This is something that happened to us many times. Okay? The last time, well, it told us we'd be sold by ships to Egypt, which is bondage. Hey, go figure it out. He says that I will cause them to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for that which he did in Jerusalem. For who shall have pity upon thee, O Jerusalem? We've been talking about Jerusalem, you know, the southern kingdom. Let's go. Or who shall bemoan thee? Or who shall go aside to ask how thou dostest? Thou hast forsaken me, said our father Yahuwah. Thou art gone backward. Therefore will I stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. And I will fan them with the fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they return not from their ways. Their widows are increased to me above the sand of the seas. I have brought upon them against the mother of the young men a spoiler at noonday. And we're getting ready to get spoiled. We're going to find out about why the father said when we get to Psalms 31:11, he says, the heart of her husband, which is our husband, Yahushua, does trust safely in us when we're a virtuous woman. And so so he shall have no need of spoil. But when we were corrupt and we were in disobedience and we were a whorish woman, as we can read about in Isaiah as well as Jeremiah, Ezekiel, all the prophets talked about it. Revelation speaks about it. But it tells us that at this point, when we're a whorish woman, it tells us in verse 8, their widows are increased to me above the sands of the sea. I have brought upon them against the mother of the young men a spoiler at noonday. I have caused him to fall upon it suddenly, and terrors upon the city. She that hath borne seven languishes, she that hath borne seven languishes, family, seven, the churches, the assembly, the daughter of Zion, Isaiah 4:1, the seven women going to one man. Same thing with the virtuous woman. We just read about this man, this husband, you know, he believes in this virtuous woman. He has no need of spoil. When we go to Revelations, we read about the seven churches, which is the assembly, which is the daughters of Zion, which is the Israel, the seven. Okay, so it says, she that hath borne seven languages, she hath given up the spirit. Her sun is gone down while it was yet day. She hath been ashamed. This is Isaiah 4:1. She has been ashamed and confounded, and the residue of them will I deliver to the sword before their enemies, saith the Most High Yahuwah. Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. Now, you're talking about the children, a man of strife and a man of contention. You're talking about the people. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me. That's why the usury against our people right now is just gone haywire. You guys know that. Usury is just overboard right now. And these other nations, they don't stop. I haven't paid my student loan yet. They're still after me. I've been out of college for a long time. They're still after me, family. They don't believe as our father said, after 7 years, the Jubilee, let all deeds be paid out. If they don't have the money, they don't have it. Not in America, baby. Anyhow, it says, let's see, where am I at? Verse 11, it says, Yahuwah said, verily, it shall be well with thy remnant. Verily, I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil, in the time of affliction. Shall iron break the northern iron and the steel? It says, thy substance, I'm at verse 13, thy substance and thy treasures will I give to the spoil without price, because we were a whorish woman. Come on now. And that for all thy sins, even in all thy borders. This is what he's talking about when he says there's no need for the spoil in Proverbs 31. Okay, it says, and I will make thee to pass with thine enemies into a land which thou knowest not. Deuteronomy 28. For a fire is kindled in my anger, which shall burn upon you. O Father Yahuwah, thou knowest, remember me and visit me, and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long sufferings. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy words were unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Yahuwah, creator of hosts. I said not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I said alone because of thy hand, for thou hast filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual and my wounds incurable, which refuses to be healed? Wilt thou be altogether unto me as a liar and as water that faileth? Therefore, thus saith Yahuwah, now this goes for us, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them, and I will make thee unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, said our Father Yahuwah. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. Once again, that spoil. What spoil? Let's go there. Because it tells us, and I want to repeat so everybody is on the same page. When we went to Psalms 31, I read verse 11. It talked about that husband. It said, the heart of the husband doth safely trust in her. Her, who? The virtuous woman, which is Israel. So that he shall have no need of spoil. Well, when we read, we can go on to Jeremiah 17, read the same thing. Family, listen. The sins of Judah, the southern kingdom, right, is written with the pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the tables of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. While their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills, this means we were not a virtuous woman, we were a whorish woman, right? Because you read what we did in the book of Kings and 2 Kings. Let's go. Verse 3, O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee. And I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in my anger which shall burn forever. The forever means till Yahushua comes back. It tells us, thus saith Yahuwah, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. If you're doing anything of the flesh, the Father says, cursed be that man. If you're trying to make your own salvation and it is not according to our Father's word, because you've listened to some lying lips, some false prophets, you don't want to hear the truth that virtuous woman is not just talking about a woman, it's talking about Israel. You got to know that we were that whorish woman we're talking about in Revelations. Let's go there. Thus said Yahuwah, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from Yahuwah. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the perched places in the wilderness. The wilderness, we're in the wilderness right now, family. In a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusts in Yahuwah, Father of Israel, and whose hope is Yahuwah. It says, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh. What heat you think we're talking about here, family? What's going to happen in the end time? No more destruction by water. This time it's going to be fire, right? So it says, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cause from yielding fruit. Many people wonder why, you know, they got certain people, they preach what the Father said he didn't give you, which is fair. You got to get out of Babylon. You got to get your arms, your guns, and fight. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to come in my little civilization. You got to marry a Hebrew man. Seven women got to go through this one man, many ribs. We got to rebuild the nation. All this crazy mess. They look at what's happening in the news and give you revelations. Come on. If our Father lets you know in his word many times, how he's going to be protecting you right there in the wilderness. He protected us before. He told us what happened when we were in Egypt. The shoes remained just as they were, as well as the clothing. He gave us food from heaven. He fed us. He gave us meat. He gave us drink. He is going to do that. But they got some putting that fear on. You better go pay attention. That's all I got to say. Okay, it says, it says in verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, Yahuwah, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man, all the people, according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches, and not by right, shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. So everything that you're trying to pile or save or make or do, you can plant your own seeds and till the land, but if the Father wants that crop to crash, it will crash. You could try to build a little civilization in all the defiled land, which is now run by Satan. You could try to do all that, but if the Father wants that to crumble down, it's going to crumble down because he says that he's bringing judgment. Nobody ain't getting out of nothing. You can go underneath the water, he's going to get you. You can ship yourself to the moon, he's going to find you. You can go to Africa. You can go to Australia. You can stay right here in America because everybody getting the judgment. Our people were scattered across the four corners of the earth, okay? Plain and simple. But he tells us, just like this partridge that's going to be sitting on this egg, okay, but it's never going to hatch. You're never going to get anything from what they're trying to do. That's what he said. So he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. What glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary? Isn't heavenly Jerusalem the mother of us all? Okay? Ain't nothing on this earth. We're talking about spiritual things. Verse 13, O Father, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. All that forsake thee, the truth, shall be ashamed. The ones who are operating out the flesh, they're going to be ashamed. We're only talking about our people, family. This judgment right here, this is only for our people. Now pay attention, because some hear and some don't. If you don't hear and you're reading with me, take it up with the Father, okay? O Father, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken Yahuwah, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Father, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of Yahuwah? Let it come down, let it come now. As for me, I have not hasted from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest, that which came out of my lips was right before thee. Be not a terror unto me. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil and destruction, and destroy them with double destruction. Now, I was just reading. I just wanted to go there and read to you guys out of the book of Jeremiah 17, because we were talking about that spoil. And if that man trusts that woman, you know, his heart, he trusts that woman, there's no need of the spoil because you're a virtuous woman, right? You're not a whorish woman. And Revelation talks about the condition of Israel, and it's talking about that mystery Babylon. It's talking about that whorish woman. You're going to get more understanding. Let's keep going here. Let me just get my page down. We're going to jump back to Proverbs 31. I'm going to pick up at verse 12. It says, she will do him good and not evil in all the days of her life. Okay, and she will do him good. Him who? Well, you better notice the husband Yahushua. Because we talked about this whorish woman. All you got to do is read Old Covenant and get it. Okay? It says, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like virgin ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. We're talking about just keeping your home, keeping what we're not going outside to the lovers anymore. Everything is in-house. We're taking care of Israel, okay? She considers the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. You remember how it told us that every man, which means all the people, were going to sit underneath their vineyard, their tree. They're going to have plenty to eat and drink when we find shalom, when Yahushua returns. So it says, she considereth a field and buyeth it. Remember, we were purchased. That was the purchase of the blood. We were paid for a price by Yahushua's redemption through his blood, remember? So it says, she considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the staff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. Now, when Israel was considered a whorish woman, abomination and fornication and so forth, they weren't seeking righteous judgment. They were not taking care of the needy. We're talking about Israel, this virtuous woman. These are the things we're supposed to be doing. What is the two top commandments in the new covenant? Hey, we're going to fear and honor and respect and worship only our Father, and then we're going to have charity, brotherly love. We're going to take care of everything in the house. We're not going to be whoring ourselves out to these other nations and their daddies. We, at this point, we know who our Father is, because when we were a whorish woman, it told us that ox knows his owner and asks his master's crib, but my children, Israel, they don't consider. So let's keep going. It says, verse 21, she is not afraid of the snow of her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Now, keep in mind these words. I'm going to read this slower for you because I want you to pick it up. This goes into Revelation. Now, we're talking about the virtuous woman, and you can go back into the prophets, and they talk about the same thing. Pay attention. 21 and 22, talking about the virtuous woman. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Now, family, at this point right here, why does Yahuwah speak of this woman taking care of the needs of those needy? I'm going to go there before I go to the scarlet and purple. Understand now, who is he speaking of being a virtuous woman? When it talked about she will, in verse 20, she stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. I go this place with you so you can understand that we are speaking of Israel. For those of you who need more, go to Jeremiah 5. I'm going to read verses 19 to 31, speaking about when Israel wasn't doing like a virtuous woman. Now, this is Jeremiah the prophet. Here's what he said about Judah. And it shall, or shall I say, Yehuda, the southern kingdom. And it shall come to pass, verse 19, when ye shall say, wherefore doth Yehuda, our father, all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer him, like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that's not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me? You don't fear me, said the Father. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sands for bounds, for the bounds of the sea, by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolters and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear Yahuwah our Father, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men, wicked people. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are the houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat. They shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the rights of the needy do they not judge. This is what we would call the harlot, abomination, fornicators. 29, shall I not visit for these things, said our father Yahuwah? Shall not my spirit be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? Because if you are a virtuous woman, you're going to check out the need of the needy. You will stretch out your hand to the poor, yea, reach forth your hands to the needy, because and have righteous judgment. That's a virtuous woman. Both the men and women got to do this. But it tells us, she is not afraid of the snow of her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. And she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. So we got scarlet and purple for this virtuous woman. Let's go. Let's go. We will go and find out that when Israel was not obeying Yahuwah, she was considered a mother of harlots. Now, this goes into Revelation 17, verses 1 through 6. Now, I've been giving you guys the words. I've been really stressing the words like harlot, whorish woman, all these words, family, and you don't know it's talking about us. This is our history book. Check it out. Revelation 17. I'm going to read verses 1 and 6. Tell me if you pick out some of these words that we've been reading about. Speaking of a virtuous woman, now you will hear the same but in reversal. Check it out. Revelation 17, verses 1 through 6. And there came one of the seven angels which had seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, remember, family, there were seven churches in the beginning of this book, which means assemblies, daughters of Zion, Israel, the people, the woman, okay? So it says, there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. These words, fornication, abomination, whore. Keep all this in mind. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman, sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color. Now, didn't we know scarlet and purple? Those were the colors of our people. Come on, family. He said this woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stone. And we read about that already when we were talking about Israel, her nativity being left in blood. The Father took us, washed us up, gave us all these fine linens and decked us with gold and silver and the garments. And come on, family. Come on, let's get to the real. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. That's what we just read about, family, in Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. Look, you better find out what is Revelation speaking about. Who is that woman? Who is that whorish woman? Because the Father wants us to be a virtuous woman. But let's go further. Check this out. And upon her forehead, this woman that was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, decked with gold and precious stones, having pearls, and having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication, upon her head was written, was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the abominations of the earth. I pray that's ringing a bell with what we've been reading. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. You better find out, what was it that Israel did? What did Israel, when we were in our abominable state, to the Father? He told us that we gave our children to Baal. We sacrificed them. We had no righteous judgment. We were killing our people off. So it says, and upon her head was written, a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Yahushua. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. That's all I want to read from Revelations. I'm going back now. I'm going back to Psalms 31. I meant to put a little division in there. I didn't do it. But anyhow, going back. It says, her husband in Psalms 31, okay, verse 23, it says, her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, she maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she rejoices in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and it is not the bread of idleness. Remember Isaiah 4:1? We will eat our own bread. The seven women, remember? When they go to this one man, let us be called by your name. Isaiah 4:1, family. It says that she will, let me go there again. Lost my place. Give me a second. Okay. I'm going to pick up at 25. Strength and honor are clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Okay? Remember, we want to eat everything that comes from the Father, not of the other nations, because that was the confusion that came upon us. We went into the ways of the heathen. It says, her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters, and that's what they were talking about with the daughters of Zion, the cities, many of the children, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Most High, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Now, We know beauty is vain. We can go to Proverbs 6, verses 16 to 32 and read about that. I'm just taking you guys here and there to let you know it's not talking about a woman. This virtuous woman is talking about Israel. When you go to Proverbs 6, verse 16 to 32, I'm going to read it, because you have to understand beauty is vain. You have to understand that Israel is that virtuous woman, not a physical woman. It tells us in Proverbs 6, beginning at verse 16, "These six things doth Yahuwah hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, that and hands that sheddeth innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren," or among the people. "My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother." We know who our mother is, who is the mother of us all, heavenly Jerusalem, which is in heaven, right? "Bind them continuously upon thy heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee, and when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee, and when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the way of life, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman." The woman that's spoken of in Proverbs 6, verse 24, it says a strange woman. Well, that's Hebrews 52:37, which is a harlot. That woman is spoken of, you go look it up, it means harlot. I'm going to read the verse again. "To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman or a harlot." Verse 25, "Lust not after her beauty in thine heart." Remember, we were talking about beauty is vain, okay? We're not talking about a woman. We're talking about Israel was fornicating. Israel was a harlot, a let me stop. Okay, y'all know what I'm trying to say here. It says, "Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids." Sound like they're talking about a woman, don't it? But no, family. They're talking about the fornication, the harlot, the whore that Israel had become. It says, "For by means of a whorish woman," okay, when you look up that word whorish woman in verse 26, that's Hebrews 21:81. "To commit fornication, be a harlot, play the harlot." So it tells us, "Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means a whorish woman," or a fornicator, it says a whorish woman, "a man is bought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life." Which means, anything outside of doing the Father's will, committing adultery, fornication, being a harlot, a whore, it brings death. Our Father brings life. We want to be that tree that is planted by the river, where it don't matter what's going on around us, even in the worst drought, we can go into abundance of getting nourished and taken well care of. If you're a virtuous woman. If you are keeping to the Father's will, it says, "Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife," and we're talking about whoring around, "whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent." We were talking about Israel fornicating. That's what we're talking about here, family, not a man going to get his neighbor's wife. Remember, many of the other nations were considered our neighbors. We're talking the same thing, but think spiritual. So it says, I'll read it again. It says, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is right, and the reproof of instruction are the way of life, to keep thee from the evil woman and the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman or a harlot. Lust not after her beauty in thy heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. for by means of a whoreish woman, which is a fornicator, play a harlot, a man is bought to a piece of bread, and an adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one go up upon hot coals, and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth unto his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. If you're going to go ahead and fornicate out there, you're not innocent. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his spirit when he's hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whosoever commits adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doth it is destroyed in his own spirit. Because certain things you can do, it's a sin, and it's forgivable. But the Father letting you know right here, We're talking about Revelations, this whorish woman, this mystery Babylon. It tell you what's going to happen to that. We're talking about a virtuous woman. But Israel was not a virtuous woman in Old Covenant. We were a whorish woman. And now it's giving you some semblance. But it's not talking about a man and woman. It's talking about the fornication that we did. If you continue to still walk in that way, which is not the straight path, but a little to the left, a little to the right. It says, but whosoever committed adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doth it, it destroyeth his own spirit. Our Father tells us the new covenant, don't worry about him who could kill the flesh. Don't worry about him who could kill the flesh and the spirit. You're causing your own demise if you don't hearken to the Father's word. He was very long-suffering, but all this foolishness with his daughter of Zion being a woman and you're not getting who is the virtuous woman, which means if you don't know that you need to be in that category too, man, not just the woman, the man too, all Israel, how are you going to even link up? And isn't it interesting? Now since I got it, let me just say it. Isn't it interesting that we were warned in the scripture by our Father Yahuwah, by the prophets, by John the Baptist, by Yahushua, by the apostles, that certain people were going to be doing certain things among Israel, causing our people basically blocking the way of the kingdom. And now we read about this virtuous woman with understanding. We're linking it back to that whorish woman when we were in disobedience. We're going to take it forward to Revelation. But somebody don't want you to know this. I wonder why. What did Yahushua say? He said they blocked the way of the kingdom. If you believe that the daughter of Zion or this virtuous woman or any of the things in the scripture that's talking about a woman is the way they say it, they say it with their limited, non-limited, no understanding selves. Father didn't call them, but you believe that stuff to be true. And they tell you women ought not to teach, so don't go listen to this woman over here speak. Any burden they put on you, they will not lift one of those burdens with their finger. Now, we're reading. Now, their teacher, they're supposed to know this stuff, too. Isn't it strange why you don't get to know the truth, that there's two creations? You don't understand who that serpent seed is. You can't link back and forth that Yahushua was made of a man and woman. You can't link up that we're no longer dealing with the flesh. We're operating out the spirit. Yahushua was the new covenant. It's the spirit, the fulfillment of the law. Those who want to be under the law, they are under a curse. And there's death with the law. But there's life under the new covenant because it consists of Yahushua. You won't understand Revelations. You won't even know what you're supposed to do. They got you trying to backpack yourself or grow crops or get guns. Everything opposite what the Father's word says. They're telling you America's Babylon. Isn't it funny? Isn't the word true? And every man a liar? Because we've been warned. But who will hearken to hear the truth? Family, let's go a little bit further. Now, in case you don't know who this whorish woman and this harlot is, you still believe that the daughter of Zion, the woman, the women that are being spoken of are female Hebrew women. I'm going to take you to Jeremiah 3. I'm going to read verses 6 and 8. It's the last verse, family. Jeremiah 3, verses 6 and 8. Yahuwah said unto me in the days of Josiah the king, Has thou seen that which backsliding Israel had done? She has gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there hath played the harlot. And I said, after she had done all these things, turn thou unto me. But she returned not. And her treacherous sister Judah saw it. And I saw, when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I put her away and given her bill of divorcement. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. When you start reading about that woman in Revelations, people are telling you to look out in the world for this, that, this, and the other. You better be looking at what the prophets told you. You better be making sure that you're reading, studying to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word, precept on precept. Get the truth and know the truth. Understand that Paul was rebuking those who teach you a woman can't teach and telling you all this nonsense. The daughter of Zion, that's not talking about one woman. There were men and women both considered the daughter of Zion. The churches, well, that's the assemblies. The virtuous woman, well, that's the good state that Israel needs to be in. Israel still is that fornicating woman because we can read about it in Revelations. And we're going to tie it all in better, family. But I've been going through these seven women, the seven churches, all these numbers. Are you paying attention to what's going on in the scripture? You see what I mean? When you get to this type of truth, ain't nobody going to tell you that. The only reason I have it is because the Father gave it to me. So I give it to you, what I have. Now, he gave me a lot more than that, but I don't have enough time. We only got a few minutes left, but I want to make sure that you're getting it. And when you start reading, you knowing the truth from the lie. You can't have salvation with a lie. How are you going to have salvation if you're so busy putting your foot on a woman's neck and trying to have so many babies to rebuild the nation of Israel, you know, and shipping yourself to outer space? Come on, family. Come on. Do you not hear the Father's word being spoken? Start reading our history book. No, this is our history book. So when you go into Revelations, it's revealing for the Hebrews, not for the Goyim. Stop looking at world politics, science, math, whatever. Get to the truth. Israel sinned. The Father set his son on this earth for Israel. Through Revelations, a lot of that stuff being spoken of, a lot of it's happened, but there's some still to come. But if you don't know who that harlot is, that mystery Babylon, if you don't understand, it's not talking about America. Not talking about the Roman church. I thought that for a moment, too. It's not talking about that. Don't be looking at those Jewish people. Don't even look at Edom. It told you what time that all this was going to occur in, during that last kingdom, which is under Edom, Esau. Because we got the precept of taking hold of Esau's heel, where it says that Esau will be ruling when Yahushua came back. Edom ain't dead. Edom ain't gone. You got to know who Edom is in order to understand things that are going on, but that's all with Edom. Start looking at what's been right there with us. What has all the prophets, the Father, the Son, John the Baptist, the apostles, who were they speaking of causing Israel to sin? What made us a whorish woman? Who did we follow? What did we do? If you want to know the truth, you know, it comes down to that. Family, that's all I got. We got a couple minutes left. If anybody wants to raise their hand, ask any questions, I'll go ahead and take those questions right now. Just push number one button. But, you know, you got to know the truth. And that, if you want to have the truth, it's for you. I'm not going to hold nothing back. And if I hear somebody teaching a lot, yes, I will rebuke them. I will give you forth the knowledge that you need, okay? Because you're supposed to know this word. You're supposed to have this truth. Okay, I don't see a hand up, and I got a song for you. This is a good one. This is by Lauryn Hill. Old Jerusalem. They probably cut us off on this one, but I want to push it through anyhow. Hey, family, keep in the Father's word. If you sin, repent instantly. Come back righteously to our Father. And, hey, do your part and help keep the word coming to you. Go over to our website and give a free will love offering, okay? All right. Shabbat shalom.
Tells us that we
Shalom.